I didn't listen to this week's State of the Union speech, as usual. Maybe I suffer from a character flaw, but I can't stand the stupid thing. As I've argued before, this anachronism needs to be abolished. People think this speech is required by the Constitution, but it's not. Here are the exact words of Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, quote, "He shall from time to time give to Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient," unquote. That's it. Nothing about a speech and nothing about the doggone thing being done annually. The President could send Congress a 140-character tweet once in a while or a monthly email or post a weekly update on the White House website and let Congress read it whenever they want. True, many Congress critters have trouble reading, but they usually employ people who can read, so the idea would still work. 230 years ago, members of Congress had to travel for days to get to Philadelphia or Washington, D.C., and news reporting was spotty at best. Whole wars could be fought and settled while Congress critters were out of town tending to their farms or traveling to the Capitol, so it was important that the President update them on the current state of the nation's affairs when they finally arrived. But this is the Internet age. Travel times are measured in hours, not days, and most of these numbnuts live in Washington full-time anyway. Congress doesn't need an annual update, and neither do we. We have plenty of access to plenty of information. In fact, there's so much info blasting into our brains, we could probably use a day off from updates. If the State of the Union speech is an anachronism, under the current President, it's an embarrassing anachronism. No matter what your political persuasion, even if you're the biggest Obama supporter in the world, you have to wince when he says things that are obviously untrue. I copied the transcript of his speech into Microsoft Word and started highlighting the lies, but that was an exercise in futility. Almost everything was highlighted. He lies obsessively. Big lies, small lies, silly lies, tall lies, as Dr. Seuss would say. Then I tried limiting myself to outrageous, interesting lies, but that's not really much of a limit with this guy. For example, he started by talking about the economy, and his very first sentence on the subject boasted about creating 6 million new jobs. 6 million. Just a few months ago, he was running for re-election claiming 4 million, which was up from 3 million, which itself was a figment of his overactive imagination. But forget about the 3 million and forget about the 4 million he was bragging about on Election Day. Tuesday, in front of a joint session of Congress on national TV, he was suggesting that 2 million new jobs were created in the last 3 months. Where are those jobs? In the real world, where we live, which means outside Washington, D.C., the unemployment rate just ticked up and hundreds of thousands of people dropped out of the job market since Election Day. Watching the President say something untrue, then watching the assembled Congress critters stand and applaud his saying it, well, it's enough to make regular folk queasy. That's why I don't listen. It's tough enough wading through the transcript. Before he was done bragging about the economy, he'd boasted about a $2.5 trillion reduction in the deficit, claimed the Affordable Care Act is slowing the growth of health care costs, suggested we reduce Medicare expenses by not letting hospitals charge for the number of days a patient is hospitalized, and stated, quote, "We have doubled the distance our cars will go on a gallon of gas," unquote. Nonsense. Embarrassing nonsense. Anybody listening can go online and see the federal government borrowing more money every month. We've seen the stories about skyrocketing health insurance premiums caused by Obamacare. And as for the doubling of gas mileage, well, that twisted little fib comes from the fact that Obama's EPA ruled in 2011 that cars must average 54.5 miles per gallon by the year 2025. That's 12 years from now, and nobody knows whether automakers can pull it off. Even the left-wing Tampa Bay Times PolitiFact said the President's statement was false. When your best friends are calling you a liar, you've got a problem. Why does he do it? Your guess is as good as mine. People say he's intelligent, so he must be aware of what he's doing. And surely he realizes millions of people listening know that he's lying. Apparently he just doesn't care. Not only does the President lie, he loves to give speeches, so he's out there, behind a podium somewhere, almost every single day. We just have to grit our teeth and bear it. The one thing that might ease our embarrassment is ending these joint sessions of Congress where we broadcast the President's crap to the whole world. From now on, let him tweet the State of the Union. That's today's dose of common sense.